T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's James.
The craziest friggin' guy I have ever worked with.
With Fitzy.
How do you not love Mark James?
And Wiggy.
Twerk that.
James, Fitzy, and Wiggy.
And Chris Frail has now, you can take the R away, he's turned into Chris Fail.
Okay. You were so dead-ass wrong.
Punch out number 12, they strand a pair.
96 from Sale.
On his 89th pitch, the fastest one yet.
This Tom Brady era, the door is about to close and close fast.
And hard.
And hard.
It was hard.
We all loved it, the big O.
Poured out.
God bless him. But Ford, before he screwed it.
It's James, Fitzy, and Wiggy on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here. That's right. Wiggy, Fitzy, and James here on WEEI. We were getting a lot of stuff. Wiggy came out with a new business idea, Porn and Park.
I think it was Schlitzy's idea.
You collaborated.
We had a collaboration
on
that.
It was like Method Man and Mary J. Blige.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing to say.
I don't know if it was that good.
I think you'll be seeing those all over
Porn and Parks.
Highways, you know, all over the country now. Porn and Parks, you know. One thing you'll get there is unbelievable Wi-Fi.
Oh, of course.
That'll be the
top shelf Wi-Fi. And the snack bar for afterwards, you know, can't beat it.
Yeah, you'll get your standard, you know, Oreos and Cheetos and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the point, you go to Porn and Park for the porn.
I got it. Yeah. No, I got you there. You know, I was looking at the highest paid NBA players, starting with Steph Curry, who's making 40.2 next year.
Not bad.
Chris Paul making 38.5, Russell Westbrook 38.5, then John Wall at 38, James Harden, Kevin Durant, LeBron James. So you're like, okay, those are the, you know, Kawhi Leonard, $32.7 million a year. Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go ahead to the active quarterback player contract list in terms of average salary. Tom Brady's not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but 19th mm-hmm. of average
salary. But that's
salary.
A different sport, though. You gotta admit, the way that they do stuff in the NBA with the guaranteed money, you know, it's the contracts is like they already know what they're getting. There's no negotiating. There's no real, oh, I got to take less to build a better team around me. They already know what's going on in the NBA. In the NFL, it's different, you know.
You got to
be careful, because if you invest too much money into one position, one spot, you don't have enough money to maybe allocate to help out in other places. And
okay.
Tom Brady goes that route.
So Tom Brady has been to 4 of the last 5 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
He's won 3 of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the lowest paid quarterback in the NFL, not on a rookie deal. Okay, he's entering training camp coming up in next week, where in the last season of his contract, he's going to make $15 million. And obviously his average salary, he gets paid less than Alex Smith, Joe Flacco, mm-hmm. Eli Manning. So why is a guy who's won 3 of the last 5 Super Bowls paid 19th? At one point, going into last season, Tom Brady was getting less money mm-hmm. than Sam Bradford and Tyrod Taylor.
It's very simple. It's by choice.
Sam Bradford's agent, by the way, is a genius.
Yeah.
A genius. $20 million to get released by the Cardinals.
Right.
The quarterback starved, offense-free Arizona Cardinals. The man is you want to talk about somebody who could probably fix global warming?
He
could
put Sam his mind Bradford's to it. Agent.
Sam Bradford's agent.
Well, maybe he should be Tom Brady's agent.
No, it's about choice, though, right? Because it wouldn't matter who Tom Brady's agent is. It's all about Tom. If Tom wanted that $25, $28, $30 million a year, don't you think he could get it?
Okay, so what are the Patriots going to do now?
Well,
to
the
take
Patriots,
care of
I think they ultimately get a deal done. They ultimately get an extension done. I don't know what that number would be.
But that's not.
If I were to guess a number here, and I was just, you know, this is clearly me guessing, I would say that it would be an extension for, you know, maybe a 2-year extension for, like, let's call it $75 million, and let's say $60 million guaranteed.
But doesn't it infuriate the union? Doesn't it, like, isn't there sort of like a a not so well kept secret amongst the ranks that it bothers other players, that it especially bothers other quarterbacks, agents, and the players union, that he doesn't take his worth because it screws with the market?
I think there's a little bit of that, Fitzy, but I think the thing in the NFL that makes that a little bit different is because they'll always be the next play. The Russell Wilson will keep setting the bar higher, right? So Kirk Cousins basically set the bar for the guaranteed money, the 3 years, $84 million. So now, you know what, the next guy goes, you know, maybe I want to do a short-term deal and guarantee it all, which can, you know, is probably going to happen. But then you see Russell Wilson. He then gets, it's like 90-something million guaranteed on his new contract. So, yes, it hurts.
I think it was 68. Was it 90? Okay, but it could be.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, I'll find out. But I think it's like, you know, I think it was more than, it was 70 million guaranteed?
It was 70 guaranteed.
Okay,
yep.
But could it move up, bump up more?
It could bump up to 107. It's 70 million fully,
right.
But 107.
And practical
cap.
Guarantees could go up to 107.
Okay,
yep.
So.
But
know,
he was, guess what, Wiggy? 76.43% of his contract was guaranteed. Right. That's nice.
So
that's
so,
pretty nice.
So what you have with Brady, and I think, Fitzy, you brought up the question is, yeah, if Brady goes out there and then he gets a major bump, now right. The next guy in line, whoever that may be, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, whatever, whoever that next up-and-coming guy goes, you know what? I need a little bit more than Brady. So it continues to keep setting the market higher and higher and higher. That's why I was like, you know, I would love to see Rob Gronkowski get that $13, $14, $15 million a year because of the tight end position and the value that he would have been able to bump it up to.
You mentioned, Fitzy, Sam yeah. Bradford, his agent's Jimmy Sexton, and you're right. He probably
man's a
so,
genius.
So listen to this.
The Elon Musk.
Yes. His six-year rookie contract with the St. Louis Rams, that they were St. Louis when he was drafted, paid out $78 million.
But that was before.
That was before. I think that his
like Matt Ryan and Sam Bradford
yeah,
were two of the last quarterbacks.
Because his signing bonus was like, what, right. 40 or 50 million
yes,
on that?
Yes, it was 50 million. And he has banked during his, and you were talking about the one-year deal he got with the Arizona Cardinals for $20 million. He was paid more than Tom Brady last year. And in his career, he's made $124 million for a guy who's 34-45 as
didn't
a starting quarterback in his career.
This dude has legally stolen money
from NFL teams the Rams, Eagles, Cardinals, and Vikings.
When I played, you know what we used to call that? We used to call it the ski mask way.
Right.
Because,
yeah.
You know.
Burlap sack,
right.
Nickel-plated pistol,
right.
And a ski mask.
No, but
so
everybody points.
Because didn't he get $20 million to go to Minnesota?
Yeah.
He got like $20 million for one year.
He got $20 million to go to Arizona, and then he got the Minnesota contract. I'll get that for you here.
But also, Minnesota was convinced they needed to give up a first-round pick.
Right.
Because Teddy Bridgewater's knee exploded, and they're like, oh, quick, we
got to
do something.
So he got good money to go there?
Gets good money.
I don't blame him.
Overpaid
in the trade. If you can rob the NFL, rob them, because I know what. If they can skim and they can pay you as less as they want, as cheap as they want to pay you, they're going to try to do that.
Oh, yeah, man.
And it still pisses off people around here, I know, that one James Richard Garoppolo gets $27.5 million, got a five-year deal for $137.5 million to play 2.5 games as the starting quarterback. The Patriots stink. The Brady cologne was so rich coming off of him that he got paid that much money to play, what, 5-6 games at the tail end of 2017?
Right. And you look at his contract.
But Tom Brady doesn't care.
$41.7 million was guaranteed for Garoppolo, which was 54% of his contract. I don't know what it is, but like for a guy who has it all, he's the greatest player, not only greatest quarterback, but the greatest player in NFL history. I'm pissed for
greatest
him.
Greatest human being ever.
Well, okay, fair enough, Fitzy. I'm pissed for him that he's the 19th highest paid quarterback in the league. And you know what's weird? I'm more mad for him than he's mad for him.
Right?
He doesn't care. He's all about winning. He's all about team sacrifice. He's all about doing for the greater good of the New England Patriots. But I'm mad for, I want Tommy to be taken care of.
Okay. That's his whole thing. Doesn't give in to the feelings of others. That's the four agreement Brady way. And let me ask you this. Why have we not seen a reversal of the quarterbacks getting the big money? Why haven't we seen another quarterback come out and say, hold on a second, this is all not taking all the money and allowing it to be dispersed amongst other players so that you have a good, strong middle class.
Nobody wants
to
do it.
No, why?
It's the Gordon Gekko. Greed is good. That's what they live by. Like, Wiggy, you talk about Russell Wilson. He didn't care if it cripples
no,
the Seahawks cap.
Well,
he wants the money.
Because with the, if if you look at the Russell Wilson Reed contract, right? He got $70 million guaranteed at signing.
Yeah.
And then it's another total, like I said, it's another total of $107 million guaranteed. So he's walking away no matter what happens, no matter how poorly he plays, no matter how great he plays, he's walking away with $107 million guaranteed.
Bare minimum. And who the hell is Russell Wilson going to throw to this year besides Tyler Lockett?
Right. There's no one.
DK Jim Calf.
Oh, DK Metcalf, right, yeah. with the 8-pack. Right. That was crying like a baby.
Who showed up to sign his contract shirtless.
Right.
And then Pete Carroll took his shirt off.
And by the way,
Pete Carroll, exactly.
But see, Brady, it's not about
But here's the thing. So, all right, let me give you the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. Matt Ryan, in terms of, let's just do.
What are you talking about? Let's do average salary.
Russell Wilson, $35 million, one Super Bowl. Okay, Aaron Rodgers, $33.5 million, one Super Bowl. Let's go Carson Wentz, $32 million, zero Super Bowls. Can't even stay healthy. Matt Ryan, $30 million, zero Super Bowls. Tom Brady has won more Super Bowls than the entire 18 guys that are before him, including Eli Manning. That's the thing that's the most ridiculous. It's like, okay, well, not if you can count in Roethlisberger, but, and Brady is 19th on this list. That's the thing that's, like, if you look at the top 10 highest paid quarterbacks in terms of their contract, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, Jimmy G, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz, Derek Carr, Andrew Luck, Cam Newton, and Andy Dalton. Tom Brady's got more Super Bowl titles than all of them combined.
Wait, the Red Rifle makes more than Tom Brady?
The Red Rifle.
Wow.
The Red Rifle,
yes. The Cincinnati Kid?
He makes $16 million a year. Tom Brady makes $15 million a year. That's all you need to know.
And guess what Tom Brady gets to say to all them wigs? Yep. Oh, man, that must be really nice when you get to take all that money and go home and watch me on Three Games to Glory 6. Because right. I got the rings and you don't.
And see, and the thing about it is Tom.
That's the juice.
It's not
to
like
me.
Tom's making $2 million a year, right? It's not right. like he looks at.
Yeah.
It's like,
Wiggy, he's making less than Andy effing Dalton.
I understand that.
Like, come
why
on,
are we
man.
Doing this?
I understand that, but.
Exactly.
But if you're making $15 million, $16 million.
But you can't keep going to Giselle. Well, Giselle's
going
to. No.
But he's made a ton of money in his career. It's not about the money with him.
I know.
And so. It would be one thing if Tom Brady had 6 Super Bowls and he was making $1.5 million or $2 million, right? But he's still in the world of where he's making $15 million a year, right? And he's electing to make that money. He's saying, you know, I'll take less money. I could easily turn around and go, you know what? I want to make $30 million. But he's like, you know what? So what if I'm behind Andy Dalton or this one, that one? I got 6 Super Bowl rings. I'm getting paid a ton of money. I've made a ton of money throughout my career. And I care about being in a position where at the end of the year, I can put a Super Bowl ring on my finger.
Hey, I just want
Andy
you to know.
Russell Wilson does not have a chance at the end of this year to be wearing a Super Bowl ring.
I just want you all to know that Matthew Stafford going into this
and
season.
And neither does Matthew Stafford.
He makes $12 million a year more in average salary than Tom Brady. 0 playoff wins.
Right.
Zero.
But that's because.
As many as me and Fitz.
But it's.
I have the same number of Super Bowl rings as Matt Stafford.
Well, no, same number of playoff wins, too.
That's it. Can you be the highest paid guy?
Just Jimmy Kimmel.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
With him, you know, it's because he chooses not to be. Right?
He makes a decision in a capitalistic society. He makes a choice to go with gridiron socialism over the individual opportunity.
Right.
And it works.
Yes.
What he's laying out, the things I don't understand how people can't see what works for Tom Brady. A, marry the most beautiful and successful professional power walker in the history of time.
Right. Yes.
B, eat foods named after Angelina Jolie's kids and get to bed by 8:30 at night. And 3, don't take more money than the next guy because you think that gives you power.
Right. Yeah.
That doesn't give you power.
Yeah.
Because you know if you take more money.
You're only as strong as the next man around.
Because if you take more money, there's a potential that you're going to handcuff your team to put guys around you that can help you add rings to the rings that you already got.
When I gave you that top 10 highest paid list, and I mentioned on that list, you only had, like I met the guys who have actually won Super Bowls, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, That's it. That, like, nobody else on that
but
top 10.
But we see it, though.
I get it.
We see it not just from Tom Brady, but we see it from players who play for the Patriots, right?
Yep.
The guys that are not really selfish and greedy or don't care about that, and they care about winning. Gronk, if Gronk wanted to be the highest paid tight end in the league after 2 years ago, all he had to do was hold out or accept a trade to Detroit.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman probably could make more money.
Most underpaid athlete in the history
right,
of Boston
But he
sports.
Probably could make a little bit more money on the open market.
Of course he could. Of course, Julian
that's
Edelman.
Not, that's that. You know what? That is not a hot take in the least. In the very little least. Not at all. Edelman is probably the most undercompensated.
Yeah, and
but
these,
but
these
that's
guys,
something that, you know,
these,
maybe it'll be, you know, paid up in the long run when his career is over.
But these guys know that, hey.
J-E-11.
They
I don't know.
They know that, hey. I might,
he's a star now,
I might,
though, isn't he?
I might be sacrificing money, but I'm going to be in it every year to win a Super Bowl.
No
and
doubt.
The legacy will last longer than the money.
And the legacy of Ken Laird will last forever and ever, as will his trending.
Great segue.
The home of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick every Patriots Monday. Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Have you been waiting for huge savings on your next truck? Well, the wait is over. Stop into 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Get the truck you want at the discount you've been waiting for. Respectable day for Tiger at the Open so far. Ooh. Today, day two. 3 under par through 11 holes. He's back down to 4 over for the tournament. So,
uh-oh, he's coming.
He's coming a little bit, although that's still, 12 shots off the lead.
Ooh.
J.B. Holmes is 3 under today through 14 holes. He's got the edge right now. Tommy Fleetwood has shot back a bunch of golfers, including good day for Jordan Spieth. 4 under today, 5 under for the tournament. Brooks Koepka is just 3 back. Koepka is also finished today at 2 under par. In Northern Ireland. Wiggy loves all the golf updates.
I do. Amazing.
Hey, he really cares about one guy. But by the way, how about Rory? Anything about Rory?
Yeah, he doesn't tee off yet, but he was 8 over on day 1. Yeah,
not in front of the home folk, and you know, hey, everybody in Ireland, Northern Ireland, this is the Rory tournament. He sucks.
What about? He didn't show up. More like Snorri McIlroy.
Oh! Hey, there's only one guy who does nicknames.
What about my other guy that Jerry told me to watch? So, Harold Varner III. How's he doing?
Oof. I'll search for that one.
We'll look up that one later.
I just entered his name into my Google machine. And my screen went dark. That's weird.
Well, the Red Sox get at it with the Orioles tonight at Camden Yards. David Price on the mound. That
another
might make
quadruple
that game
A team. Very good. Yeah. The Orioles. Very nice.
Honestly, when the Red Sox took 3 or 4 from Toronto this week, I heard Castigs read the starting lineup, and I was like, who?
Oh, then Vlad Guerrero.
Yeah, it was literally junior. Vlad Guerrero, and I was like, "Wait, where's Josh Donaldson? Where's where's Kevin Pollard?
Where's Jesse Barfield?
Yeah, where's
George Bell?
Who's pitching? Dave Steeb? I know nobody.
Yeah, but they have that other
quad
guy.
A team.
Who's Mark Eichhorn?
No, but who's that other guy that's pretty good? The other junior on that team. There's another
Lourdes Gurriel.
Yeah, yes,
yeah,
he's good.
Isn't
he's that good player?
But they're quadruple.
Is that Madonna's kid?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Lourdes.
Lourdes. Okay.
Well, that Price be distracted kid. By all this Eck talk
Madonna
tonight, James. Because it's going to get inside the head of David Price.
Ooh.
Alex Cora said no. He talked to him. That's the thing.
No, Price is going to go up there and show everybody up. That's
what Baltimore. I'm not sure it's possible to have a bad game. 7:05 first pitch. Joe and Josh Lewin on the call on the Shaw's Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. More with Wiggy, James, and Fitzy coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
You should be the highest paid player in football, but you're not the highest paid player because you don't demand that. I think you're like 18th or 20th.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be the highest paid guy?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's usually when I want to answer a question. I always say, like, that's a good question. But I think the thing I've always felt for me in my life, you know, winning has been a priority, and my wife makes a lot of money, so.
I see. Oh, good. That's good.
Works out well. I'm a little smarter than you think. It's a salary cap. Everyone, you know, you can only spend so much, and the more, you know, one guy gets is less for others. And I think for a competitive advantage standpoint, I'd like to, you know, get a lot of good players
around me. I hope the Patriots appreciate that you do that. I really
do.
Yeah, I mean,
they do.
I know the fans.
He just keeps giving and giving and giving, Wiggy. He's a giver, Tom Brady.
That's why you ask the question, why? Because it's Tom Brady's choice.
When you take less money guaranteed or like average annual salary than Andy Dalton, that's something. And now I'm mad for Tom. Right. The problem is,
I think a lot of people are,
but Tom's not mad for himself.
Right.
He doesn't care.
He's mad he missed out on $5 million in incentives last year. You don't think he's actually bothered by that? It's like no big deal. He doesn't care.
Those incentives were BS, those clauses.
So why were they in there?
I don't know.
But Ken, I don't think he's like bothered to the point where he's like, oh my God, he's throwing stuff in the house.
Why hasn't he signed yet?
Why hasn't he gotten an extension?
Yes.
I think when you look at the extension.
It's going to make him sweat.
I think the extension is coming, right? But we know how Belichick operates, right? We kind of know how this thing goes, this thing operates and whatnot. So it's not about whether or not he gets one. I believe he's going to get one. You know, I think people's concern is when, what's going on? And I think they should look past it. It's coming. We know that the Patriots, they just move a little bit slower.
Wow. It's unreal.
It's coming, though. I'm telling you. I'm with you, Wiggs. Mark, I'm going to call it now. I think we should all put our bets in now, what we think it's going to be, and then when he finally signs that final deal.
I would like to start a GoFundMe page to make sure Tom Brady gets paid what he's
worth. Just the price of a cup of coffee every day, you could help Tom Brady remain with the New England Patriots.
3-year extension, $75 million.
I'm going three for 90.
How much guaranteed?
Okay, I like 360.
You know what? In honor of Teddy Bruschi, he'll take 54.
Okay.
I say he's going to be guaranteed 60, somewhere between 60 and 70 million.
Well,
but I like the 3 for 90.
One of my guys, I think, I'd say 3 for 90, not the top, but it's going to be a little more than Kirk Cousins. I think he's definitely
Kirk Cousins got 384, like, 3 for 84 guaranteed.
All guaranteed. All paid up.
Maybe he does like 3 for 75 all guaranteed.
All right. So one of my guys on, Mark, I thought you'd find this interesting. It's not Pat's Cap, that guy Miguel who runs that Twitter feed. That's one of the most necessary ones if you ever want to get behind the enemy lines of all the money and the cap nonsense in the NFL. Miguel does an awesome job. But so one of my guys on Twitter, Deep Threat, just sends me this thing. So Brady in 2018, base salary 4, signing bonus 7, roster bonus 1, restructure 5, miscellaneous 5. His cap hit was $22 million last year, $15 million in yearly cash. So this year it's only going to be $15 million, but base salary 14, signing bonus 7, roster 1, restructure 5, cap hit $27 million. So it's not like Brady's out there making circus peanuts.
No.
But
it's not splashy, flashy headline money.
No. All I look at is this, it's just the average annual salary, which to me, when you're making less than Andy Dalton, that's a problem. John in New Bedford. John, what's going on? Are you mad about this as I am?
Not really. I wish I had that freaking problem.
Well, those are RPPs. Those are rich people problems. So don't, you know.
Yeah.
I'm down with RPP. You know.
Yes.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, last time I went to a nutrition store, I didn't see Andy Dalton's, snacks out there. You know, the guy's just building a brand.
Right.
And to build that brand, you got to win. So the guy's smarter than anybody, you know. Don't have any pity on the damn guy, because you know something?
Oh, no.
He's building that brand, and he couldn't build that brand in Detroit, Chicago, or wherever.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know this, but I'm sure that Robert Kraft, and you guys have mentioned this, you did too, Fitzy, I'm sure he's got a hell of a deal on that real estate there at Patriot Place. He probably, rent money, probably a dollar a month.
Yeah, right,
something,
exactly.
You know, I mean, I'm sure it's really good.
And I bet you the rent over there is a lot more than a dollar a month.
I'm pretty sure
but
it
I mean,
is.
You know, I'm sure that Robert Kraft is make sure he
and
gets
I bet
a
he don't even pay
deal.
Rent. I bet he owns That's, the spot. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't you further the brand by playing somewhere else for the last couple of years of your career? Sell more books, build another TB12 facility.
Well, no, that, the pro, Ken.
Right,
what,
that's
Ken,
very
what are
interesting
you
to
about?
Say that, though, Ken, because Tom Brady is now, it seems more than ever,
about brand.
As he is, he's a brand genius. That's
well,
why.
Well, then playing somewhere
was
else,
in,
you would taint his legacy, Ken. That's stupid.
He would not taint his legacy.
He's not going
to. Hold on, I want to hear what Fitzy has
I mean,
to say.
Even Michael Jordan in his, you know, sad
Wizards.
Washington Wizards, bad Rolling Stone album phase of his career didn't taint his own legacy. But last week, right there, the afternoon, the other tight end here, WEI, Fourier said he thought it was weird that Brady is becoming so social media friendly, that everything from what he calls, that I call the flexes, he calls the brags, mm-hmm. the confetti in the helmet, Brady with the 61 miles per hour on the Uncle Rico-ometer or whatever you call the throw speed gun, that this was a little weird, that he thinks something is going on with Brady. To me, this is A, part of his whole pick 199 syndrome. He's always going to try to be the toughest kid, even though nobody gave him a shot.
Right.
And he's got 6 rings and 9 appearances. But B, he's all about the brand now.
Smart
he
move.
Knows he is. He, everything he does makes some other schlub like me get out of there, you know, dad, lazy dad, sports center, IPA fog every morning and say, hey, wait a second.
Right.
If I just stretch out with a couple of bands and I rub avocado on my face and eat a quinoa cereal.
My golf swing, oh, my back feels so much better.
Yeah.
I haven't played 18 holes in 10 years, but as soon as I started doing the TB12 method,
boom,
next thing you know.
Well, the one
fountain of youth. It's like jumping in that pool with Wilfred Brimley and Don Amici.
Exactly.
the one thing I was saying
I'm
about
Benjamin
Ken,
Button. I'm going the other way.
Ken saying going somewhere else is that. No. Larry Bird was a Celtic. Derek Jeter was a Yankee. Kobe Bryant was a Laker. Tom Brady is a Patriot and only a Patriot. He can't go anywhere else.
The reason why
where did Babe Ruth finish? That's the knock on him. He has a one without Belichick. He erases the one knock in his career. He goes to Houston, wherever, wins with his system.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this? No, yep. Ken, I was going to say, not only are you ready for this, just to up the drama a little bit more, after Garoppolo gets cut this year, after he plays out in 2019, mm-hmm. they keep Nick Mullins. Garoppolo leaves, comes back here. Brady leaves, goes to San Francisco with that roster, and we have Super Bowl Ragnarok. Garoppolo's Patriots against Brady's 49ers.
Wow, that's
Super Bowl 55. Boom.
That's kind of a
that would never happen.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Brady's the thing about it, because Brady, he knows that he wants to play for X amount of years, and the Patriots know, and I think Bill's at the point now where it's like, and obviously you know Robert Kraft is like, hey, Tom, you can play till whenever it is you want to, and I think they're all in agreement that, you know, he's going to play till when he shows that he's no longer good at what he does. And the reason why him playing here helps the brand is because he knows the organization, he knows how easier it would be winning here than trying to go somewhere else and then now having to build up an organization.
Well, what if Casario and McDaniels go with him?
I still think it doesn't matter. I think when you look at, because you're going to have to look, there's a lot of driving factors in that if you go somewhere else, if you're Tom Brady, it isn't as easy to win here in New England, because I think he has a stronghold on everything as far as the playbook, how they run the offense, just the relationship that he has with Belichick. We don't know what type of relationship he might have with Josh McDaniels if Josh McDaniels becomes the head coach.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's Brady's guy. Ed in Hull is up next. Hey, Ed.
Ed,
you got to call back. Your phone is bad. Aiden in the car.
Don't do Boost Mobile.
No. Yeah, Aiden in the car. What's up, Aiden? Aiden in the car is got. Oh. There we go. Go ahead, Aiden.
Hello?
Yep. You're on.
Okay. The angle no one's considering is Brady's got no motive to sign a contract. All he has to do is allow himself to be franchised and go year to year and get a 20% pay bump starting in the mid-30s. So, What's the angle for him to sign a deal? I don't get what.
Well, that's an interesting point, but would the Patriots want to do that though?
Well, I think the problem becomes when you do the franchise tag deal, it's $32 million or whatever it is guaranteed.
The Patriots don't have any control over it.
Right, I know, but listen, the thing about the franchise from the player, the reason why players don't want to do it, because, you know, God forbid you get hurt. Yes, you get that 1 year of $30 million, but like we've talked about, if he does an extension, there's a chance he might get $65, $70 million in guaranteed money. So you'd be leaving money on the table. That's why nobody likes to be franchised.
I don't think Belichick's going to do that, and I don't think Brady's worried about getting hurt. So I don't see that as the
Yeah, but every player, they might not be worried about getting hurt, but they know that they're one player away.
You're one hit away, Aiden.
Right, but the franchise tag is guarantees the second it's offered. So Brady, as of February of this year, can be guaranteed $35 million, and then he survives that season. The next year he's
right, but he has to survive.
So then he's up to about 42.
But he has
Why?
To.
He doesn't need a multi-year deal.
But he has to survive the season when he could just do an extension.
Ricky, he's going to retire if he gets hurt, so he doesn't care.
But if he gets it,
by the way, Aiden, here's why it won't happen. I'm gonna tell you why. Brady's franchise tag right now would be $39.48 million. The Patriots would never, ever pay someone who would count for nearly 40% of the team's yearly payroll. It won't happen.
Yeah, you got to factor that in. But he knows,
I mean, 39.48.
He knows he can get more money if he does an extension, right?
Right.
So
right.
If you get if he does a 3-year extension and he's guaranteed $65 million, that's more than $39 million. So he knows, all right, I'm getting $69 million. I have my extension. So God forbid, knock on wood, if something were to happen, I'm guaranteed $65 million rather than, you know what, I take this 1 year, you know, maybe nothing happens, but I'm only getting $39 million. I'm leaving potential money on the table by doing a franchise tag, and I'm putting myself at risk.
All the teams that seem to be making Super Bowl runs now, not named the New England Patriots, are these teams that have to go for it on their quarterback's rookie deals. They got 5 years if that kid's an early first-round pick. Otherwise, you got the four-year deals, and that's what we saw last year with the Rams. It was year three of the Goff experiment out in L.A. They went for it. They threw huge. They paid Aaron Donald, who deserved the money. They threw the money at Sue. They went and got Marcus Peters and Tlaib and everyone else. Brandon Cooks, they could afford
Dante Fowler, they traded for.
Yep, and it's, you know what? And it's not going to – they got maybe one more year to go for it. They're going to have to pay Goff. All these other teams, they have to continue to pay the quarterbacks, and it ultimately hamstrings them. And it started after Flacco won that Super Bowl when they came in and beat the Pats in the AFC Championship and should have lost, because what the hell was San Francisco doing on first and goal in the four, throwing a couple of fade patterns with Kaepernick? This is what continues to happen. These teams get these short windows to go for it, and then they end up having to reward the quarterback, and it hamstrings the entire team. And I don't think you'll see the Falcons go back. I know they just paid their line. I forget the name of the kid.
Oh, Deion Jones.
Yeah, Deion Jones. One of the best coverage linebackers in the game.
Yeah, but guess
who's
coming up?
He just got 4 for $57. Julio Jones is coming up. Julio, they may have to part ways with him.
And Julio Jones is going to want a lot of money.
He's been wanting to get paid for a long time.
Right. Hey, because when you lose diamond earrings in the lake, that's what happens.
That's what happens, man. Coming back, I want to get to your list. You got Fitzy's list. We'll get to.
You got it.
Yeah, we'll get to that right here on Wiggy, Fitzy, and James.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I think New England's better on defense this year. I think Jamie Collins wanted to come back to New England. He wanted to play. I think he'll make them a better team. It'll allow Hightower to play more on the edge, which is what he's more suited for than playing in space. Then it gets Kyle Van Noy. I think Michael Bennett still has some gas left in the tank. And so I do think they'll be better on defense. I think the guy that's coaching the defense is a Hall of Fame defensive coach. Forget the fact that he's a Hall of Fame head coach. So I do think they'll be better. I think the question is going to be, can they get this offense changed to where they changed last year? Everybody talks about Gronk coming back or what Gronk. They were not a tight end oriented offense last year, partly because the two best tight ends blocked, Gronk and Dwayne Allen. And so that helped their running game. So they utilized their skill set.
That was Mike Lombardi. And Bill Barnwell from ESPN did the top 10 offensive arsenals. So the Patriots, not one, not two, not three. They were ninth. And here's what Bill Barnwell has to say, quote, "No team has suffered a bigger drop-off at any one spot than the Patriots, who go from arguably the most impactful tight end in NFL history to Benjamin Watson. The veteran Watson already suspended for the first four games. How about this? With Josh Gordon likely unavailable and Chris Hogan, Cordarrelle Patterson, Dwayne Allen all gone, more than 52% of Tom Brady's passing yards from a year ago went to players who are no longer on the roster." How concerned should we be? Guess what? I'm not concerned, because Brady's this type of guy. He makes chicken salad out of chicken crap every year, and it doesn't really matter. The thing that concerns me the most, though, is not having a tight end the first four games, because I don't have any faith in Matt LaCosse.
What are you talking about?
I just...
You're not excited about LaCosse?
No.
Donna LaCosse?
No. I'm not. No.
I don't think the tight end... The tight end position, the easy thing to say is that it's either going to be devalued or that they'll play away from it. They'll steer clear of it. It'll be basically a glorified offensive lineman and an intermittent offensive threat at most. What you'll miss most about Gronk is the threat, because it kind of was that last year. It was a down year for Gronk. What, 47 receptions last year, a couple touchdowns. Although when we needed him the most in the playoffs, mm-hmm. he was big against San Diego. He was huge, especially in overtime against the Chiefs. And then on the Haas-wide juke, who comes up with one of the top five catches of his career and sets up the game-winning touchdown? Gronk. I get it. So the threat of the tight end position isn't there. I don't see them running a very tight end necessary or tight end needy offense this year.
Okay,
I think the
running backs and receivers, they're changing the game.
Well, I
they're
think
adapting.
What they'll do is they'll get the production, or they'll try to get, because you got to understand what Rob Gronkowski, like you said, Fitzy, you got to replace 47 receptions and 682 yards and three touchdowns.
Yep.
That's what Rob Gronkowski's production
but
was.
But he normally averages.
But
better than that.
We're talking about last year. Where were they ranked last year in total offense?
I don't know.
They were ranked fifth last year in total offense.
So that was a great. So, and here's the thing too.
Sneaky five. They were ranked.
Well, because you think about in yards, you look at where they were in total yards last year. Almost 6,300 yards, right? Points four, they ranked fourth in the league and offensively. So when you look at what they were able to do in offense, total offense is just a combination of your passing and mm-hmm. your rushing attack. You know, here they ranked fifth last year in total offense. So you ask the question, how do you replace Rob Gronkowski? You have to replace 47 catches and 682 yards. Can you get that out of
the TEBC tight end by committee? Yes.
Well, yeah. Can you get that from Watson? Can you get that from Lacoste? Can you get that from another guy?
Izzo, Beck. They paid that kid Beck, Andrew Beck. They paid, you know, he was an undrafted free agent, right?
Right.
They paid that kid like one of the highest signing bonuses you could give an undrafted free agent, because obviously they see a little something there. He may be one of their, he may be a little steal. You never know.
Or he's in Hernandez.
And the thing that Fitzy, you're right about, is what they lose is they lose the Gronkowski threat of his big playmaking ability. So now when you line up Rob Gronkowski out wide, you have to be alert and you might have to double team him. You don't have to do that with Ben Watson or whoever else you might have out there. So you do lose that threat.
Right. Now you said they lose 52%. Right, Mark? You said 52% of
the passing yards,
from 2018 have now been lost, displaced, retired, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone that they haven't necessarily replaced yet, and I'll be curious to see where they get these total yards from, is my man, CP Flash, Corduroy Peterman, as I like to call him. Cordarrelle Patterson mm-hmm. was a true weapon last year. Oakland lets him go for, you know, donuts on the dollar. Patriots pick him up. What do? Turns into the best kickoff threat in the league. He was the number one kickoff man in the NFL last year.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
When they needed a running back, when they had no starting running back for two and a half games.
Well. He did.
He played
great. Remember the Buffalo game on a Thursday night or something, or Monday night in Buffalo?
He was great.
He was awesome.
Also, who caught the best pass that Brady threw for a touchdown regular season last year? That 43-yard dime piece that Brady threw in Miami in a game that's otherwise known for something else.
Something else. But how about this? So Patriots wide receivers this year. So we got Julian Edelman, obviously. Mm-hmm. First round draft pick, the first wide receiver drafted in the first round by Bill Belichick in New England. Never happened. N'Keal Harry. Josh Gordon, you don't know when he's going to be back. Demaryius Thomas, you don't know if he's going to be able to play and get on the field. Philip Dorsett, Braxton Berrios, Dontrell Inman, Maurice Harris, Jacoby Myers, Damon Patterson, and Ryan Davis, and don't forget Gunnar Olszewski. That's the name. That's the guy.
But I'm going to tell you who's going to have a sneaky big year. And mark my words.
Philip Dorsett.
Yes! Philip Dorsett.
Sneaky bigs on PD4?
I'm telling you, because you start to... He's been... This will be what? This will be his third year in the offense, right?
Yep.
Last year, I think he could have had a good year, but ultimately what ended up happening is they had an opportunity to get Josh Gordon, right? So they get Josh Gordon.
Crushed on Gordon so hard.
Right. So,
so
they get Josh Gordon. But every time you've seen Brady and Dorsett you know, connect.
Yep.
It's always been positive.
I think he's got an over 90% catch rate on passes.
Well,
Brady's
and do you know at one
him.
Point,
drop anything
do you know towards the end of last season, at one point, he was second in the league next to Michael Thomas in terms of catch percentage.
Right.
Talk about Philip
right.
Dorsett. Right.
And so what's going to happen is now Philip Dorsett is going to be, they're going to say, hey, here's a bigger role for you. Right? And Brady already has confidence in him.
The 2015 U flame out with the Colts, who's turning into a player for
the past. So he's going to, and so what I think is going to happen is, you know, we're going to see good production. We might see the same type of production that we saw from Brandon Cooks out of Philip Dorsett. Two or three years ago. 2 years ago.
When you 65 for 1,100 with 7 or 8 touchdowns.
Right. So that's good production. Then you're able to get Julian Edelman. You know what Edelman is, right? He's going to be productive. I think now the biggest thing, if you're going into training camp, number one question everybody wants to know, what should I look for in training camp? Wiggy, what should I look for in training camp?
Yeah.
The thing that you should be looking for in training camp is Brady and N'Keal Harry. What type of relationship, chemistry, and how are they using him?
Focused on training camp.
There you go, Bill. This is when you build a team. Look for that relationship, and that, to me, is something that I'm going to be focused on in practices. How are they, you know, what are they doing? We see in back shoulder throws. We see in fade routes when we get down in the end zone. What type of, do we see that Josh Gordon, Tom Brady relationship that we saw when Josh Gordon got him?
Yeah, now if you saw, remember last year, I'm going to point to one play in a game that told me exactly who Josh Gordon was, where he was, and what kind of difference we may see this year. You remember last year, it was the game against the Bears, that thrilling game. Patterson had the touchdown return, the kickoff return.
That was in Chicago.
Josh Gordon caught a seam ball from Brady that he should have been able to take straight to the house because he had nothing but open field.
He ran out of gas.
Ran out of gas.
What happened there?
He just didn't have it. But if you've seen pictures now, okay, yeah, again, yeah, it's don't get upset on
Instagram.
Social media.
Right,
I know.
Exactly.
But apparently he worked out with the sprinter, Tim... Ken Laird, do you know the name of the Olympic sprinter that he's been working out with down in Florida?
We'll find out.
He's upped his speed, trimmed the body fat. Josh Gordon, if he comes back, and my prediction is he'll get 4 useless games, so they'll take the exemption on him, someone else will get a chance to play receiver for the Pats, and they'll become a fake star for a few weeks. When Gordon comes back, that's when the passing attack will take flight. But I think they'll have trouble pulling out of the gate to begin
with. Tim Montgomery,
thank you.
And do you know one of the guys, too, who had a really high catch rate last year, and I was making fun of him, I didn't even know if he'll make the team, Dontrell Inman with the Colts.
Yeah. So Fitzy,
He's a
loss for the Colts.
So let me get this right. You think that Josh Gordon will be back after 4 weeks?
That's my call. I think they should suspend him for anything.
Right. I think Goodell is in a position, and you know what?
I want to see
Josh Gordon come back, but it's very difficult because this is his third or fourth suspension, where he's tested. And usually it's
normally it's
a lifetime ban.
But like Ricky Williams was like, you're gone.
Right, it's a
you
lifetime
know what I mean?
Ban.
Like you're out of there.
So I could see that they have to suspend him at minimum of 10 games.
Really?
10?
Yes.
Wiggy, dude, what are you, like the Gestapo?
No. I'm not saying. Because what Jesus. The reason why.
Dude, it wasn't Ray Caruth.
No. But the reason.
Like, what? Whoa.
Let me tell you the reasoning why.
10 games?
Because he's supposed to be on a lifetime ban,
9:05 on a Cape Cod Friday, and you're going to go the full Caruth, James?
Yes,
right,
exactly. I did. I went there.
Reason why, he's supposed to be on a lifetime ban.
We have rules.
You cannot suspend him for 4 games, right? Because what happens to the next guy who does something and now is looking at a year suspension because it's his third time.
Offense. And the 3-strike rule, right?
And he goes, wait a second. You know, I've been trying to do right. So you're going to give me a year and you only gave Josh Gordon 4 games? So it's... You can't, like, I think you open up Pandora's box if you only give them 4 games.
I think the problem is they haven't been able to figure out exactly what it is, and now I feel like Goodell, who this will not be the first time, will be doing more of that disciplinary jazz. That's what I call Goodell's rulings half the
right,
time.
Right.
It's disciplinary jazz. Like, let me take the temperature of social media and what right. Bob McNair or whoever, whatever other owner. What, let me see what the owner in Indianapolis, what he wants.
Jim Irsay.
Let's see what Irsay wants.
Right. When he was caught with $30,000 right. in drug paraphernalia. It's interesting. I mean, taught 10 games. We got. I think it's a little harsh, dude.
No, but he should be suspended for a year. How do you bring back a guy who's supposed to be suspended for a lifetime and say you're only going to give him 4 games? Now when the next guy comes up for a suspension and go, oh, we're going to give you a year?
Yeah, I still can't get over that Tom Brady get 4 games for allegedly
right.
deflating a football. Jameis Winston gets 3 games for the NFL having a preponderance of evidence that he groped a female Uber driver. That thing I will never get out. That's Roger Goodell
right.
in a nutshell. Well, we got to get to this too because we touched upon it earlier. The biggest rivalry in Boston, and it's not the Patriots versus whomever.
The Jets. Celtics,
no.
Lakers.
No.
Yankees, Red Sox.
No. Eck Price. We'll get to that next right here. On week,
the Sox improved to 53-44 with a win over the Jays.
Ball game over. The Red Sox blank the Toronto Blue Jays. The final, Boston 5, Toronto nothing.
Later tonight, the Sox kick off a 3-game series with the O's.
Back by the bullpen, and it is gone.
Wow.
Rafael Devers with a bomb.
As Price takes the mound for the Sox, it's Sox and Orioles. 3-game 6:05, first pitch 7:05.
Swing and a miss. He got him on a high fastball for punch-out number 12.
Joe Castiglione and Josh Lewin on the call on the exclusive home for Red Sox baseball. WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.